Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Good Monday morning. And I hate to say it, it's a sad Swiftie Monday. It's the Jen and Tim show. Tim is off today. And look, here's the deal. Every day last week, I'm pretty sure we talked about Taylor Swift coming to town for the Browns-Chiefs game yesterday, which the Chiefs won. Taylor Swift didn't come to town. But of course, today we start with our favorite, Christmas Carol in an Envelope. We will take your guesses. It's a song. It's a Christmas song. It's in an envelope. You just have to guess what it is. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Time for Christmas Carol in an Envelope. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we call it Christmas Carol in an Envelope. It's a song. It's a Christmas song. It's in the envelope. You just have to figure out what it is. Do you have a guess?
I'm going to go with Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song.
Oh, that's a great guess. Ooh. Love that song. That's not it. Which means the game continues tomorrow morning. Christmas Carol in an Envelope on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. We call this Talk It Out because producer Stevie educates us on, well, pretty much everything that's going on the internet. So what's up today, Stevie?
Well, the trend of the Burr Basket has been going viral. It actually started with the Boo Basket. That was like common. You would get during Halloween, like the beginning of October, it would be candy, you know, candles, fall stuff in a basket. And then they continued over into December. So at the start of December, you give someone a Burr basket. And, you know, a typical one will have chapstick, lotion, a blanket, candle, fuzzy socks, like simple little
like wintry
things.
Yes. Not a Christmas gift, just
correct.
A Burr basket.
It's like a cute little, yes, it's the different than like gifting someone a gift basket. But then people on TikTok, these influencers, started making these very elaborate ones. So then everyone's trying to compete with each other because they see these baskets. It's not their Christmas present, but this one, there was two moms who both went viral, which we talked about, for getting their 15-year-old son's girlfriends. Both of them had the same slogan, and they both had Apple Watches in there, like limited edition Stanleys, those expensive skincare products. Gift cards, money, like all sorts
like
of stuff.
Over $1,000, I bet,
yes,
for
like
all the
more
stuff.
More than what you would even just spend on, like, a Christmas present.
Right.
But, like, it wasn't even in the Christmas present. So one of the moms who was getting exposed because the girlfriend made a video or addressed a comment that someone asked if she actually got the basket. And she said she did get a basket, but the only thing in it was a Stanley. Like, all the other stuff in the video was not in there.
Like
it was the Stanley and some candy.
Why, did mom keep it for herself?
I don't know. Or, like, was it a fake Apple Watch box? Like, was it, like, she already has the Apple Watch, she just kept the box? And, like, because it was, like, the boxes of the, like, products. She already, maybe it's her own stuff that she has. She just put the boxes in there, no product in it.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like, pretended. But the woman that made the video did address this, saying that they all do it. Here's what she had to say.
Yes, I made the video. Yes, it was fake. Was it for views? Was it for money? That's how social media is.
So she did it just to get the clicks.
Yes, yeah, she knew it would go viral, and it did. And she commented more videos saying, like, all the influencers do it. They're all fake. So now I'm like, who do we trust on the internet?
No. I trust way too many people on the internet.
I know. I'm like, oh, how nice. What a nice gift. I mean, that one was definitely extreme, I think.
Right.
But, like, some of them, I'm like, oh, cute.
Me too. I bet I fall victim to it all the time watching it. Thank you for educating us. Stevie, that's Talk It Out on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas Station. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas Station on what we're calling a Sad Swifty Monday. It's the Jen and Tim show. Tim is off today. Stevie joins me in studio. Hi, Stevie.
Hello.
We have to talk. I mean, literally every day last week, I feel like we talked about Taylor Swift coming to town because the Browns played the Chiefs yesterday. The Browns are not great this year. So we latched onto something else. We thought it would be so exciting because Travis Kelce's hometown. Why would he not bring his girlfriend, right? To hang out, to show her around, maybe see where they grew up. All that good stuff.
Where would he take her?
Clearly to celebrate Christmas in Cleveland Heights.
Yes.
I don't know. I had visions of like them stopping at the Rock Hall and maybe going to some like really special restaurant in the Cleveland Heights area.
That happening.
Nothing happened.
No.
Like it was such a, it was so sad. And I know, I mean, there were moms taking daughters or dads taking daughters to go maybe catch a glimpse of Taylor Swift to see if she was at the Brown Stadium, and none of that happened. So, it's not like you have inside scoop, but will you tell us what you know or what you've heard? Because
yes.
I feel like you always hear the rumblings and you're really kind of deep in the internet and what they're saying. So we'll talk about that. Why we think Taylor Swift didn't come to town. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas Station. It's a Jen and Tim show. Sad Swifty Monday. We're about to make up for it. But Stevie, tell us what happened at yesterday's game. Like what? We had all the indicators that Taylor Swift was going to show up.
Yeah, I mean, her guitarist, Paul Sidoti, he was there playing. I mean, he's from Strongsville, but I thought, you know, if he's coming to town, why wouldn't she when her boyfriend's there?
So many ties to Cleveland for her. Paul Sidoti plays and he played what? Like at the tunnel when the players ran through. That was so cool. Mm-hmm. I even saw like Bernie Kosar posting photos like on his social ahead of time. So you have Taylor Swift's guitarist there and then... His mom showed up, right?
Yeah, Mama Kelce was there.
Mama Kelce shows up. I think they said that was like 90 minutes before the game. So then everybody is waiting like, okay, she's there. And I know she goes to a lot of the games. I don't know if Taylor Swift has been recorded at a lot of the away games. So everyone's like waiting, waiting, waiting. I'm doing stuff in my house. My husband and kids are in the living room like watching them. Like, is she there yet? Is she there yet? And Nate's like, no, like, I'll tell you if I see something. I keep checking social media.
Yeah. Well, I could tell she wasn't there. The air felt like she wasn't in the presence of Cleveland.
And then we had, like, indicators last week. Like, didn't someone message us?
We got messages that they were, like, prepping extra security. Maybe that was just for Mama Kelce. I don't know.
Extra security for Mama Kelce at the games?
I don't think so. I feel like it would just be the normal security that they have for people. But we had all these signs. Even Brunuts was prepared because they made donuts. They posted a photo. It says, "Welcome to Cleveland. It's been waiting for you."
Love
it. They were going to send to her if she, I don't know who got them.
I think she had plans to come here, saw the weather forecast, realized it was the Browns.
Yeah.
And was like, you know what? Nah, I'm good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.